there in a second.
Why do people always interrupt us whenever we start to fool around?
Well, it's all part of my plot. Fred, I'm trying to die without ever having another orgasm. Well, look who's up before the cartoons.
Is the baby up yet?
Up, shaved, showered, and gone to work.
He's in the nursery.
The kid is always here.
Well, he likes his cousin.
He should be playing with his friends. Every day that kid comes over here, and every day he's a little stranger than the day before. You know, you were going to talk to Roseanne about him coming over here all the time.
Hey, you guys, look what I did.
Look at that, Fred.
Oh, what a clever boy. He's got our only child in a cooking pot.
Just let me have my pot.
Can I have that box?
Why?
Well, because this kid at school told me to eat cardboard. Once he, I can eat the whole box in like an hour.
Oh, well, DJ, if you're hungry, just go in the kitchen and get some of those rice cakes in there. They taste just like cardboard, and they won't bind you up so bad.
Okay.
I think there's something really wrong with that kid.
No, I can't keep him from coming here without hurting Roseanne.
Oh, yeah. At least you got your priorities straight. After all, Roseanne is the father of your child.
Oh, Fred, fine. If you're going to make a federal case out of it, I will talk to her. Let me just think of a very gentle way of telling Roseanne that you hate her son.
I don't hate him. I just think he's a little weird.
Well, why do you have to think of it that way? Now, why you can't appreciate him the way my family always has? You have a headache, DJ?
Not yet.
And Darlene is coming home. It's the perfect time for me to visit Aunt Jackie.
It's your mother's birthday, Sunday. You're not going anywhere.
Goodbye.
Sit down, Becky. Now look. Your mom doesn't want much for her birthday. New pair of shoes. Dinner at a nice restaurant. Daughters who get along. Let's be honest, the first two are a pipe dream.
Dad, you can't make up with someone who has no feelings. Darlene is like a machine.
That's not true at all. Machines can't hate.
Look, I meant what I told her. I think she's a cold-hearted brat who doesn't care about anyone but herself.
Look, I probably shouldn't tell you this. But when I was talking to Darlene about coming home this weekend, she was actually crying. She thinks you hate her.
Really? Darlene was crying?
And not just a little. Remember that time when she was 10 and we told her that she wasn't adopted? Like that.
Wow. I didn't know.
Hey, Dad, is the box refrigerator came in still in the garage?
DJ, do me a favor and don't eat the refrigerator box. Now, why don't you go upstairs and unpack?
Okay.
Hey, what's that suitcase made out
of?
Go. Why can't I eat the box the refrigerator came in?
Because eating cardboard can ruin your life. You could end up in the street living in a box. Then you'll eat the box and you'll be homeless.
I'm home.
Oh, Dad, I just feel so bad.
It's okay, little girl. We'll get through it.
I just couldn't believe it when I got your message. How did Nana Mary die?
Oh, it was just something fatal. I just look like you're home.
Dad, well, of course I'm home. I mean, what do you think of me?
Oh, well, I didn't know. I mean, you wouldn't come home for your mom's birthday because you were so mad at Becky.
Yeah, but this is like a whole different thing. I mean, my great-grandmother's dead.
Darlene, I've got some happy news. Nana Mary's alive.
What?
She's not even sick. Isn't that great?
I can't believe that you faked my great-grandmother's death just to get me home. That's horrible. That's disgusting. It's like something Mom would do.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, I kind of thought of it as a present for her.
Look, Darlene, it's good to have you home. No matter what I said to you before, I'm still your big sister.
Actually, Becky, I think of you more as a big cyst.
You told me she came home to make up.
Oh, I did. I came home to make up the list of losers. Let's see. There's you and your husband and, well, that's it.
That's enough. Both of you. Now, I want you two to make up and get along.
Oh, forget this. I'm not staying here if no one's dead. And brain dead doesn't count.
You're not going anywhere. Now, look, I can't make you two guys really like each other, but it's your mom's birthday. And I can damn sure make you fake it for her.
Oh, this is insane.
Yeah, maybe so, but get your coats on. We have a little show to put on for your mother.
Fine. Bitch.
Skag.
Nice hair.
Nice life.
Go to hell.
Go to the mall.
We can rehearse more in the car.
Going out for about an hour, Roseanne. Can I pick up anything?
Yeah, a hitchhiker with an axe.
I have been handling all the tables all day. What have you been doing?
Well, somebody has to sit here and handle all the complaints about the slow service.
Hey, honey, look who came home to celebrate your birthday.
Oh, isn't that great? How did you keep him from fighting on the way over? You use that old trick where you put one in the front seat and one in the trunk.
Fighting? Oh, no, not these two angels. Watch this, honey. Becky, don't you have something to say to Darlene?
I love you.
Darlene, don't you have something to say to Becky?
I love you more.
That's so wonderful, Dan. You've gotten our two daughters stoned.
Nope. Just sat them down and gave them good talking to. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm in a hurry. The Lobo's only open for another 7 hours.
I'm not buying it, you guys. Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie look more in love than you.
Well, that's it. You can stop pretending that you don't hate me.
Well, it's not that I hate you, Becky. I just hate all vegetables.
You're the vegetarian. Eat me.
Okay, so that's enough. Now, we have a wonderful, loving family, and you two little bitches are not going to ruin it. You're going to be loving, caring sisters just like me and Jackie.
Fine. I'll sleep with every guy in town, and you can gain 400 pounds.
You know, Roseanne, that reminds me. Could you tell DJ to stop hanging around my place so much?
Why?
Well, the baby could catch something. DJ must pick up a lot of germs at school.
Germs can't live on DJ. They'll lice eat him right up.
Oh, I'm serious. Just tell him not to come by.
What's going on, Jackie?
Nothing. It's just DJ sometimes gets on my nerves.
Yeah? So? Well, he gets on my nerves, too. That's why I send him over to your house.
Well, he has been doing some odd things lately, and I would just like if you kept him away.
Yeah, could you keep him away from me, too?
Don't get me wrong. I like DJ. I just like him more when I'm not around him.
Yeah, you like him more than I do.
So what? You don't like your little nephew? You know, just because you didn't meet him in a bar doesn't mean that he's not a good guy.
What are you getting so defensive about?
Boy, you did just call our son a mentally defective freak.
I said he was annoying.
And now you're harping on it.
Don't worry about it, Jackie. You won't ever have to see DJ again.
Roseanne!
No, I'm not taking the chance that you could hurt his feelings. It's going to be bad enough when I tell him all the terrible things you've said.
Okay, fine. Just, I give up. I never meant to hurt DJ.
Oh, you think your kid's so great. Well, at least my kid doesn't crap in his pants.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to drop that off at the bank for you, and, you know, you could close up.
Right. That's just what I should do. Give Roseanne's daughter all the money to the restaurant. And then later, I'll ask your mother if she'll guard my pork for me.
Hey, darling.
Hey.
Do you mind if I sit here?
I don't know. Might be a little easier for me to ignore you if you stayed over there.
Listen, last time you were home, I said some things that were kind of harsh about how you and I never connected.
That's okay, David. I mean, I kind of agreed with you.
Oh, really? Well, still, I mean, I might have gone a little overboard when I called you cold and mean.
Well, don't worry about it, David. I mean, let's face it, our relationship was a bit of a joke.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far.
Well, it's not like we ever really talked or opened up or anything. God knows the sex was pretty pathetic, huh?
Well, I held back a lot because I didn't want to intimidate you.
God, when I think of how hot the sex is with Jimmy, it really makes me laugh.
Gotta go. I'll see you later. Listen, Darlene, I really am glad that you found somebody that you can get close to.
Oh, hey. Thought you left already.
No, I just stayed and cut some onions, and I just started thinking about all the people that don't have onions.
Oh, come on, Jackie. Mom's going to forgive you for calling DJ weird. Hell, she forgave me for writing "Please point at me and scream" in permanent magic marker on his forehead.
No way. You can't help me.
Yeah, that's right. I can't help you. I'd be a terrible person for anyone to confide in.
What?
Well, I'm a cold and unfeeling person who can't get close to anybody.
Darlene, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, right.
Darlene, what do you mean? Can't get close to anybody. You've been seeing Jimmy for months.
Yeah, we broke up. Oh, I lied. He dumped me. Apparently, he couldn't get close to me either.
Well, did you ever have a dog?
Yeah, thanks, Aunt Jackie.
Darlene, I was crying because I lied to your mother about DJ.
What?
Yes. So I do like DJ.
Yeah, I mean, that would upset me, too.
It's Fred who thinks that DJ is weird.
Wait, so then why are you taking the blame for Fred?
Because Fred and your mother both want to be the most important person in my life. And if your mother knew that Fred wanted this, then she would want me to choose her over him.
Oh.
And now she hates me, and I hate it when she hates me.
Sorry.
So, do you feel better that I confided in you?
Yeah, I do.
Because I feel better, too.
Would you stop if I gave you a hug?
See, you're very good at this.
I'm sorry. I know. I better hurry up. Dinner out with Jackie and Fred. Where's my fancy eating pants?
No, we're not going to go out with those two. I just had a big fight with Jackie about DJ being weird.
Which side did you take?
Which side do you think?
You said he wasn't?
DJ is not weird, Dan. He's just marching to the beat of a weird drummer. She thinks that he's so weird that she doesn't even want him around her house anymore.
Oh, my God, this is serious, Roseanne. We got to do something. I know. He won't go around her house anymore.
DJ say come down here? Well, fine. Then you sit your teenage son down here, and you tell him that his aunt just doesn't want him around anymore. And while you're at it, why don't you just tell him that there's no such thing as Santa Claus?
Yeah?
Sit down, son. Listen, Deej. We think you should spend more time here and less at Jackie's.
How come?
Well, because your Aunt Jackie's been real busy lately cooking, cleaning, and hating the innocent.
Doesn't Aunt Jackie want me to come over?
Oh, well, sometimes grown-ups like your Aunt Jackie. We just miss you around here. What do you want to go over there for, anyway?
Well, I have to go over there.
Why?
Well, you see, Becky and Arlene are sisters, and Mom and Aunt Jackie are sisters, and Mark and David are brothers, and Mom's new baby's going to be a girl, so I'm the only one who can be Andy's brother. He needs me.
Oh.
Well, go on, big guy. Why don't you just take Tiny Tim's crutch and beat him over the head with
it? No, I'm going to go find the other kids and tell them DJ's my favorite.
Jackie like me anymore?
Yeah, of course she likes you. She likes you a lot. In fact, she's worried that Andy might even get jealous about it. So, you know, next time you're there playing with Andy, if Aunt Jackie tells you that you're hanging around too much, just play along with it. You know, tell her to shut up and then wink at her.
Okay.
Mom, you shouldn't have told DJ he could play with Andy.
Well, Jackie's just being a big idiot. Andy's not going to get hurt. DJ's way past the let's cut it open and see how it works phase.
Well, it's not Aunt Jackie's fault. She doesn't mind DJ.
What are you talking about?
Well, Jackie told me that it's Fred that doesn't want DJ around. She's just going along with him.
She is dead.
What, you're going to go over there and yell at her for taking Fred's side over yours?
No, I'm going to yell at her for lying to me.
Bull. For the first time in her life, Jackie's putting Fred before you, and you can't stand that. You think she should always put you before her own husband.
I do not. I wouldn't even think anything like that.
Actually, Mom, Darlene's right. I mean, you always want me to put you in front of Mark.
That is not true. What I said was we should put Mark in front of a bus.
Mark getting hit by a bus? Doesn't she have any feelings? Doesn't she realize how many people would be late for work?
Fine, Darlene. I'm sorry I tried to help you.
Wait. Never mind. Keep going. Wait. I just want to say... Never mind. Wait.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, there's just this question that's been bothering me. Okay, if me and Fred were in a terrible accident and we both needed a kidney, and you had the kidney to give... Where would you want Fred buried?
Did Darlene talk to you?
Yes. I can't believe that you really think that I would expect to be more important to you than your own husband. I'd never do that.
Roseanne, you wanted to stand between us at the altar.
That was a joke. I know you have to put your husband before me. I don't like it, but I accept it.
All right, thanks.
All right, come on, we're all right. Cheer up. Hey, Mom's got a mold that changed colors twice this week.
It's not us that I'm worried about. I'm worried about me and Fred.
Why, what do you mean?
Whenever I have to choose between you and Fred, I always want to choose you.
That's terrible.
It is terrible, Roseanne. Fred thinks that I always put you before him, and he's right. What does that say about my marriage? I know you always put Dan first.
That's not true, Jackie. I'm just as bad as you. I put me first, too.
I'm in big trouble, Roseanne. Fred thinks that he should be the most important person in the world to me, and
Until I can give him that, things aren't going to be okay between us.
Hey, Roseanne. Parked in my spot.
Hi, Fred. I suppose you want me to move it for him, right, Jackie?
What?
Of course I'll move my car for him. And I'll keep my kid out of here for him. Anything else I can do for him, Jackie?
Well, Roseanne, I have to put him first. He is my husband.
But Jackie...
No, no. I took vows.
Thanks, Jackie. Roseanne, I'm sorry, but this is bound to happen.
I know. But you've got to understand, Fred. She's not just my sister. She's my best friend. This hurts.
Man, I didn't want to hurt you.
That's okay, Fred. I still have my work.
Well, wait a minute. You know, Jackie, maybe DJ can come over.
No, no, Fred, you don't want him. End of story.
No. He's a good kid. He can come over every once in a while.
Thank you, Fred. 4 or 5 times a week tops, I promise.
Oh, great.
Hey, why don't we go out to dinner like we planned?
No, Roseanne, Fred really doesn't want to.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just go home and spend some quality time with my husband. Though I'm not sure our marriage can take it.
Oh, wait a minute. No. It's not that I didn't want to go out with you and Dan. It's just that I didn't want to go out.
Well, maybe we could just sit here.
If that's okay with you, Fred.
Okay.
Well, great. I'll tell you what. Why don't you give Dan a call? And tell him to bring DJ, too.
Wow. Hey, how you doing? I'm DJ. What's your name? Well, I know I may not look like much now, but in a few years, I'm gonna look like this.
Hi, DJ. I'm Jennifer.
Cardboard. It does a body good.